Radio.
If you look at our first reading this morning, we're continuing in the book of Kings, listening to the story of Solomon. It might seem an odd question for a man as wise as Solomon to ask what he asked today. But Solomon wasn't really looking for an answer, I don't think. It was more of an exclamation of joy and wonder and awe that he made. He had just witnessed the Ark of the Covenant being brought into the new temple that he'd built, and the glory of God coming down on him and on his followers in a great cloud. Solomon himself said that God had come to dwell there. He knew the answer was yes, and that answer had amazed him. But Solomon's question, I think, may bring to mind a question that his father David asked. What are humans that you are mindful of them, mere mortals that you care for them? And that comes from the Psalms. David compares us to seemingly insignificant humans, to the vastness of space and the wonder of the stars and the planets, and asks how the creator of something so immense and beautiful could be concerned with people like us, something so insignificant as us. It's not exactly logical, but it's true, which makes, I think, it even more incredible. But God isn't just concerned with us. He has come to live with us in person. The incarnation of Jesus is perhaps the most basic truth of our faith and the most essential one for us to all grasp. The maker of the universe, if you think about it, has experienced everything that we experience: our laughter, our sorrow, our hopes, our fears, and our pain. He even knows what it's like to die. He knows that he has gathered all of these experiences, our whole humanity, and redeemed them. By taking on human flesh, Jesus has sanctified each one of us, even as he continues to sanctify us day after day after day. So if you're not particularly thankful for anything in your life at this moment, be thankful that Jesus lives in you. He knows each one of us inside and out. He is concerned with even the smallest details of our lives. Just as God is continually blessing us, we should make it a point to bless him with our own praise and thanksgiving. Know that as you give God glory and honour, he will lift us up, just as he did King Solomon. Loving God, thank you for all of your wonderful works in our lives. Thank you for the beauty around us. Most of all, thank you for our Son, Jesus Christ. Teach us to love him above all else. Amen.
Radio.org.au